Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that when it comes to a Kohen who plants Truma, that which grows from those seeds that were Truma has the status of Truma as well. However, that's really only true into that it can only be eaten by Kohanim, that only Kohanim can eat that which grows from Truma seeds. However, the leniencies, the kulos, pertaining to Truma, as we're about to learn in Parak Tes Mishnah Beis, would not apply to these outgrowths, to this Truma that only came about due to Truma seeds. Says the Mishnah, V'chayeves balaket uvashecha uvepeya, these plants that grew from Truma seeds that are only rabbinically Truma, that the rabbis only said that on a midrabbanan level they're considered Truma, they're obligated in leket, shecha, and peya, even though normally the matnos aniyim, the gifts left for the poor people, are not obligated in leket, shecha, and peya. These are. And it continues the Mishnah, va'aniye Yisroel, va'aniye kohanim melaktim, and both poor Jews, poor regular Jews, and poor Kohanim can be malakit, them can gather the leket, shecha, and peya, even though they can only be eaten by a Kohen. Still, says the Mishnah, even Yisrael, even regular Jews, can collect the leket, shecha, and peya of these truma plants. Va'aniyeh Yisrael mochrenes shelahem lakohanim bidmei truma. And the poor Jews, the poor Yisraelim, they can sell whatever they collected to Kohanim bidmei truma, the lower amount, like we discussed previously. The truma is less expensive, has less market value because there's less market share of them, so they're cheaper. So they'll sell them to the Kohanim at this cheaper price. The hadam shalem, and they have the ability to keep the money that they make. Continues the mission. Rabbi Tarfon, Omer Rabbi Tarfon says, "Lo yilak to ela aniyei kohanim." Rabbi Tarfon disagrees and says, "No, that you can only have poor kohanim collecting the lekachecha and peya of these truma plants. Shema yishkechu v'yitznu l'soch piyam, because zuchas v'shalom. If a regular Jew collects them, maybe they're going to come to eat them, and therefore, no, only kohanim that are poor have the ability to collect the leket, shecha, and peya of these plants that grew from truma seeds." However, Amar la Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Tarfon and disagrees and says, "No, Imkain, if it's true that you're only going to allow Kohanim to pick up the leket, shecha, and peya of these plants, lo yilaktu ala tahor, and maybe only tahor, only pure Kohanim can also pick them up, because if only Kohanim that are pure have the ability to collect, to eat truma, so maybe we'd also prohibit them, which we know is not the case. Any Kohanim can have the ability to pick up the leket, shecha, and peya of Truma, and therefore that certainly can't be the case." And he disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon, and he says both Kohanim and Yisraelim can pick up the leket, shecha, and peya of these Truma plants. Again, only Truma midrabban, rabbinically Truma, but Truma nonetheless. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, namely both the Yisraelim and the Kohanim can pick the leket, shecha, and peya of these Truma plants. Continuing now with Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah, V'chayeves b'ma'asros v'ma'aser sheni. These plants that grew from Truma seeds, they're obligated in various ma'asros, and ma'aser rishon, which goes to the Levi, and ma'aser sheni, which has to be eaten or redeemed, but ultimately eaten in Yerushalayim, uv'ma'aser ani, and they're obligated to be given to the poor as part of ma'aser ani, v'aniye Yisrael v'aniye kohanim. Note, Lemon, the Mishnah says that when it comes to Maiser Ani that's being given to the poor, both Yisraelim and Kohanim who are poor have the ability to take Maiser Ani, even though it's Truma, and the Yisraelim can't eat Truma, they still have the ability to take Maiser Ani as well. V'aniye Yisrael, mochrona shalem l'kohanim bidmei Truma, like we said in the previous Mishnah, the poor Yisraelim, the poor Jews, have the ability to sell whatever they get to the Kohanim bidmei Truma for the amount that their Truma market value is. V'hadamim shalem, and once again, they can keep the money there as well. So it seems to show us in this Mishnah, regarding the previous Mishnah as well, the halacha is that both Yisraelim and Kohanim can get the Maaser Sheni and the Maaser Ani in this Mishnah, and the Leket Shecha and Pei in the previous Mishnah, even though the Yisraelim can't eat it, they can sell it and make money on that. Now we're going to continue for the rest of this Mishnah, and we're going to be discussing how a person should treat the stalks that grew as a result of these Truma seeds. Now we're about to discuss the Malacha, the work process of threshing. Now, threshing basically means that you're separating the edible parts of the stalks from the unedible parts, the parts that can be eaten by humans and the parts that are not, generally speaking, eaten by people. Now, there are two ways to separate and to do threshing in the field. Either number one is to have an animal walk on it, an animal work on it, and that's how you can do it. Option number two is that you physically take the stalks and beat them to the ground. Now, our mission, now the problem though, in this case, as our mission is about to say, the problem in this case is that normally there's an isser of muzzling up your animal and preventing him from eating the crops that he's working on. If your animal's doing work for you, he has to have the ability to eat the food that you are having him work on. Now, the problem, though, is here we're talking about truma. And just like a Yisrael, a regular Jew, can't eat truma, animals also aren't allowed to eat truma. So what do? On the one hand, you can't have your animal eating the grains and the kernels that are on the ground. But on the other hand, you can't muzzle him up and prevent him from eating the grains and the kernels that are on the ground. So what do you do? So it says the Mishnah HaChovei Meshubach, therefore the best way to thresh these stalks is by beating them. Don't have an animal work on them. Just you should take them, beat them, and thresh them and separate the edible parts from the unedible parts that way. However, says the Mishnah V'hadash Ketzad Yatsa, if you still want to thresh it with an animal, how can you do that? Tole Kefifos B'Tzavari Behema, you should hang a basket on the necks of the animal, V'nosein L'Sochon Me'osomin, and put some sort of a kernel or the food from the exact type of grain that you are working on, put it in the baskets that are hanging on its neck. And therefore, what's going to happen? Nimtza lo zome mesa behema. Therefore, you're not muzzling the animal, you're allowing the animal to eat. But v'lo machal es truma, you're also not feeding him the truma, because you're allowing him to eat from the same, if the food's on the ground or in a basket closer to his neck, obviously he's going to take that which is right next to him, that which is in the basket hanging around his neck. So you're giving him the food that's around his neck from the same crop that he's working on, but you're also not muzzling him. So that's a way that you can thresh the grains using the animal without muzzling him and without allowing him to eat truma. Quick review, Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel, discussed the previous case discussed in Mishnah Aleph regarding the case where we have these various truma seeds that produce crops, and we said that even though only Kohanim can eat them and Yisraelim cannot eat them because they have the rabbinic status of truma, you're still obligated in Lekach Chenpeh and the various matnos aniyim, poor people can still come and take them. They're not potter, they're not exempt from those halachos. But there was a machlokas in our mission regarding whether poor Kohanim are the only ones that have the ability to collect such produce, or even poor Yisraelim who can't eat them. They have the status of truma, so poor Yisraelim can't eat them, but do they have the ability to come and take them or not? Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that both Yisraelim and Kohanim can take them. Rabbi Tarfon said no, that only Kohanim can take them, because otherwise we're concerned that a Yisrael, that a regular Jew, might come and eat them if he collects them from Lekachech or Peah. And then Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel taught us that the Maaser Sheni and Maaser Rishon apply to these animals, to the produce produced by these seeds. Maaser Ani applies as well. And here we saw that we had the discussion as well, and the Mishnah taught us that the poor people, whether you're a Yisrael, whether you're a Kohen, also you have the ability to take the Maaser Ani, even though Yisraelim can't eat them, but he has the ability then to sell them to a Kohen, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. And then the Mishnah concluded with the discussion of threshing. How do you thresh the grain that was produced with seeds of truma? They have the status of truma seeds, but you also can't have your animal eat from the seeds because they're truma. So what do? So we said ideally you should beat them and thresh them that way on the ground. But if that's not an option, then you can use your animal, but you should hang baskets around his neck. And that way, and in those baskets have the exact same type of crop of grain in that you're, that he's working on. He'll be able to eat from the baskets, and presumably those are chulin. And then in that situation, as the Mishnah points out, you're not going to muzzle him. You're allowing him to eat, but you're also not feeding him truma. Have a great day.